The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm lovely.
Today with us is Matt Marzani, Keystone Upholstering Company. That's you. You own it.
Yes. It was my grandfather's, then my father's, and now mine. I'm partners with my brother, and my son is involved.
Excellent. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if we haven't covered a topic, or if you have a business that you would like to see featured, send it to us and we'll talk.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And remember, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. And our jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Once again, Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Scranton, PA.
And where's your company?
It's at 1521 North Main Avenue, which is right next to what used to be North Scranton Junior High and is now Goodwill Apartments.
And how long have you been doing what you do?
Well, me, since I'm about 12 years old.
Is that about 20 years?
That's about almost 20 years.
A little longer.
But my dad's been doing it since the 50s and his father the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we ever did.
Wonderful. And this is what your son is doing now, too.
My son came right out of high school and
is involved in the family business. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And I've seen you've done some work for us, and you guys are real craftsmen. You do beautiful work.
I thank you very much. And you have the good furniture. That's the stuff that comes out right. And I think your furniture is probably from the 30s.
Okay.
And it will last until another 100 years.
Let's hope.
That's how they used to build it. They used to build it from hardwood, and it was built to last forever.
Right. And that's the difference these days we're seeing with the furniture that's out there in some of these stores is there's, even though you go to a good store, you think you're getting good quality, not always the case.
It's really not. The better the store, you know, the better the furniture. You know, we have some good stores, but the better furniture today is not like the better furniture of even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 years before that, it was better. It has, you know, there's a price point, and they have to cut the quality to stay within a price that people can afford.
Yes. And so things don't last as long.
They don't. I mean, it's been good for me because we are reupholstering more and more old furniture, even for young people.
So you're not a dying industry or a dying art by any stretch of the imagination?
No, I would say no. I mean, years ago, there was 20 upholstery shops in Scranton. I don't believe it would. I don't think 20 shops could make it, but we make it. We do very well.
You're a fixture in North Scranton. You've been there for a long, long time.
My father bought that building in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the school, and we keep changing, we keep upgrading. If he knew that our work was all going to come through email, he wouldn't have a clue. And I'm not that good at any of that either, but I have people at the shop that are.
Right. So you're there how many days a week?
Every Monday through Friday, the showroom is open 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturday 10 to 2.
So you have good hours, and you're easy to get to.
Yes, no problem at all. We have a 6,000 square foot showroom that shows our workmanship, our furniture that we have done just for display, and literally 100,000 different fabrics to select from.
So how does someone know if their furniture is worth reupholstering?
It's a good question. If it's old, and by old I mean anything over 25 years old, it's always worth reupholstering. That furniture was all good. Now it's worth reupholstering if it's something that works for you. If it's a particular size that fits in a particular place in your room, if I have to do extra work on it to make the frame good or to make the spring work good, we can do that.
Yeah, my mom and dad had Ethan Allen furniture from the 60s. And what they would do every 10 years or so is they would have it reupholstered or get new cushions or do it. And every time it looked like a brand new couch.
Well, Ethan Allen, especially Ethan Allen from the 60s, but even Ethan Allen from the 90s was really top shelf furniture. It was as good as anybody's, as good as Baker or Henrodon or Century. Ethan Allen was fine furniture. I mean, toward the end, well, the more modern Ethan Allen, it's not as good as it used to be. It's still better than a lot of other furniture, but they went to a different style, you know, more of that slipcover, shabby chic kind of style, where before it used to be very tailored, very fitted, which is more expensive to do. That's why they changed styles.
Okay. So is this something that you can help someone with if they emailed you a picture of their item?
Yes.
You can help them determine whether it's worth going the next step?
Absolutely. I can tell at a glance.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you email me a picture, I will email back to you whether it's worth doing, what it will cost to do it, and the price that I will send you is always plus fabric. You have to pick a fabric before we can give you a final price.
And you couldn't do that online. They'd have to come to the showroom and figure that one out on their own.
Right. But to get started, if they email a picture, that will tell me if it's something we can redo and make it good, make it worthwhile.
And what's your email?
The email is info@keystonefabrics.net.
Okay, so what is the process of getting a piece of furniture reupholstered from start to finish, please?
All right, the way it starts would be, as we said, you can make a phone call or you can email a picture. If you can't email a picture, you can just call us. We'll come out and look at it and give you an idea of the price.
So you make house calls?
We do make house calls.
I know, I've seen them in our house.
But you will need to come to our showroom to select a fabric. Then we'll give you a final price. That pickup and delivery is included. So after you pick a fabric, there's nothing more for you to do except just schedule a pickup and a delivery. It takes about 2 weeks.
Okay, the work takes about 2 weeks?
An average parlor set takes about 2 weeks to do.
Okay. So that's not a long time.
No, that's
for someone
not a long
to be
time
without,
at all.
You know, a sofa.
We went and we ordered a couch. How many weeks did we have to wait for the thing? Because we picked out, you know, you pick out a special fabric. They got to send to the other side of the world to get it. They got to make it on the other side of the world. By the time you get it's 4, 5, 6 weeks later.
You mean buying new furniture?
Yeah.
Custom. It can be a lot longer than that. To order new furniture, the furniture store needs to fill a truck. So it's not like they're ordering yours. They have to order 53 feet worth, you know, before the factory will do it and ship it. You know?
Yes, yeah.
Especially in a custom fabric, especially if it's your own custom fabric. It can take 4 or 5 months.
Months?
Sometimes.
God. Well, I have a hard time. I don't have a lot of time. But we needed a new couch for the family room, not the living room, last year. And I went into a store and an hour later I was walking out. I had, you know, selected a couch. I wanted a different fabric naturally, but it did come in early. But I was pretty much surprised by the amount of time that they needed in order to deliver the couch.
It was several weeks. Yeah, it was.
Well, especially since in the factories, you know, they don't operate the same way as an upholstering shop. They should be able to do a sofa in the factory in a few hours. You know, it's production. You have one guy does left arms, one guy does right arms, one guy does seats, one guy does back, a guy or a girl. One person does cushions. It's all boom, boom, boom. They have to knock it out fast. Mm-hmm. In custom upholstery like we do, it's not like that.
No.
But you know, there's five of us working. I expect someone working for me to do a sofa in 2 days.
Mm.
You know, that's all he'll work on for 2 days. And that's how fast he needs to do it in order for us to make a profit and keep doing it. You know, it's like anything else. It's time and materials. And we don't schedule more work than we can do. Like when I'm telling you that it takes 2 weeks to do a sofa, I also might tell you I'm not picking it up for 10 days because I'm not going to pick it up until it can go up on the horses and get worked on. I don't want to leave you without it any longer than necessary.
Nice. Good. Well, you have this down to a fine art.
It's all I've ever done. It's the business keeps evolving and keeps changing. There was a time I had a trunk full of samples and we brought them to the people's house. In fact, when I did your furniture, I brought samples to your house. Now, I try not to do that anymore because there's just too many. There's literally maybe more than 100,000. We have a 6,000 square foot showroom full of fabric, just full of them. They're hanging all over the place. And there's a woman that works there. Her name is Beth. She can steer you into the right direction because she has them all. She has them on display in certain ways, you know, hard-wearing fabrics, formal fabrics, highly cleanable fabrics, commercial fabrics, leathers, vinyls.
So you help people realize what type of fabric they need. Oh, I mean, something might look nice, they may want it, but it might not be what they should consider.
That's absolutely true. That's what's custom about what we do. You need to put the right fabric on furniture. I need you to call me in 15 years and say, I want to do this over. I don't want anybody upset because they got a damask fabric in a television room that doesn't clean at all and doesn't wear at all. There's fabrics that are so good. You know, there was a line of commercial fabrics that we've had for quite a while. It's called Krypton. And it used to be strictly a commercial line, and they were incredibly durable and incredibly cleanable, but they were also incredibly ugly. They were made for restaurants. But now they have them nice, even in velvets. I mean, a white velvet that you could dump cranberry juice on, and it won't stain it at all.
Amazing.
It is. You can have whites in TV rooms. It's that cleanable. It's as cleanable as vinyl.
Well, you did a couch in our house. What is it, from the 30s, that one? It
was. I would beautiful. Say your set's from the 30s.
Let me tell you something. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful, I'm not even allowed to sit on it.
Yeah. I believe your sofa
I get yelled at. Get off that couch.
That's a white one, isn't it, Jack?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And it's probably going to be white for the next 100 years.
It has a slight pattern to it.
It's a brocade.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story. That's an appropriate fabric for that sofa. And I say that because that type of fabric could have been on that sofa, you know, in the 30s. Well, in the 30s, everything was brocade, or they called it brocatel, or mohair, or velvet, or damask, or matelassé. So those would be the choices. That's why it's important when you're reupholstering to deal with someone who knows these things, so you can put appropriate fabric, so you don't have the redone look. So your sofa just looks well preserved.
Right. When I got that sofa, it was
beat.
Oh, it was gold.
Yeah, it was gold.
And I knew I loved the frame of it.
And it had the inlays, the wood, beautiful woodwork on the outside of it.
That's a beautiful sofa. We do a lot of beautiful sofas because people that have sofas that are not beautiful don't reupholster them. You know, most of what we work on is all nice stuff. I love the craft. I love what I do.
And you're very good at it. You can tell that you love what you do because you treat it so specially.
Well, we do. And I trained my son the same way. And he's been there since he was 12 years old, just like me. You know, sweeping the floor and learning how to make buttons.
And I know that you do what you say you're going to do when you're going to do it. And
absolutely.
That's very important in life these days because there's so many people that don't.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we head towards a break, would you please give us your contact information, where you're located, your phone number, and your website, please?
Sure. We are the Keystone Upholstering Company. We're at 1521 North Main Avenue in Scranton, right next door to the Goodwill Building, which used to be North Scranton Junior High. My phone number is 570-343-7123, and our email address is info, short for information, at keystonefabrics.net.
And your website is www.keystonefabrics.net.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home at 709 Cooney Street in Dunmore for $199,000. Everything has been updated to like-new condition, including a brand-new kitchen and stunning hardwood floors. This home has an open floor plan, a rear-covered porch with a large patio, and a landscape yard. It also has a one-car garage, central air conditioning, and a finished lower level that could be used as an office or a den. That's a like-new three-bedroom, two-bath home with central air conditioning and a garage at 709 Cooney Street in Dunmore for $199,000. And that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Brady Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back and we're always learning. I love this.
We're always learning. And with us today is no stranger to our program. You were here several years ago, Matt Marzani, Keystone Upholstery Company. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good. Good to see you both again.
Yes. Fabulous seeing you as well. There, you know, first half of the show, we talked about there are many good reasons to reupholster furniture. You know, some of them, but not, it's not limited to this list. But if you really like the shape and style of the furniture you have, but you want to bring it up to date with a new look, or the furniture just fits just right in that room, or it has sentimental value. And it's, or it's well made, because, you know, we determined in the first half of the show, the furniture out there today is not being built like it once was.
No, not even close.
Even in the good stores.
No, it's not. Not as good as the good stores used to have.
So what if your furniture is okay, but the seat and back cushions are too soft?
We actually get that a lot. A lot of the furniture, even the good furniture from the good stores, they don't use the good cushion filling because it's expensive. So we, every day, at least five or six cushions, we replace just the filling without changing the fabric, because most of my customers don't want furniture that's too soft. So we put a firmer filling in, and then everybody's happy. And the filling that I use is bought only for me by my supplier, and a cushion will last about 20 years. Whereas in the factories, you know, they buy so much foam rubber, you know, so much urethane, they have to buy the cheapest one. They just have to. They're buying it by the truckload. And urethane is made by the pound. They have a 1 pound density, a 1.2 pound density, all the way up to a 3 pound density. And what that means, it all starts off a rubber ball, the foam rubber for cushions, and they add air to it. And the more air you add, the lower your density is. Not necessarily the hardness, but the density. So you have more air in between the urethane, so it breaks down a lot faster. It starts off real hard and ends up real soft, and that can happen in 1 year. So we replace foam rubber cushions with like a 2.8 pound density. I have a long cushion at the shop. It's about a 12-foot cushion, and in it, I have five different fillings. I have people sit on it from one end to the other to tell me how firm they want their cushions. But we do that every day, just replace the foam rubber in the cushions.
Well, it makes a difference whether you're sitting on it or not. You know, nothing like a old couch that's all droopy.
Oh, that sucks you up. I've had some couches I thought I needed a crane to get me out of it. Well, it was like I was in quicksand. I couldn't get out of the damn thing.
That's true. But I think what Jackie was saying is they're ugly, too.
Ugly. There you go.
You get ugly.
There's two
ugly
reasons
droopy.
To have nice cushions.
Yeah, you get a saggy look. Mm-hmm. A nice cushion is sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes all the difference. One of the reasons to reupholster is you get a custom-fitted cushion, where in a factory it's a sort of fitted cushion, where a one-size-fits-all. Where with us, we're making every cushion to fit in exactly where it's supposed to go, and we're more careful. We don't have to do it in 9 seconds like they do in the factory. We take whatever time we need to get it right.
Right. They have to get as much done as possible.
Right. They have to. They work on slim margins, and it's a... I couldn't even understand how big businesses run, to tell you the truth. It's not like small business. It's not the same thing.
You're right there. So, what if part of your furniture is broken or a spring is sticking out?
We can correct any of that. We can correct loose frames. We can correct a spring sticking out or a seat that's just too soft. And we can do that very often without reupholstering. When we reupholster, those things are automatically all done. And the process starts when we bring a sofa into the shop. It starts with my son. He works on it first, and he strips everything off of it until it's just a skeleton. It's just down to the bones. Then we re-glue and clamp all the joints. That frame will be just as solid as when it was new. And if there's a bad piece, if there's a knot in a piece of wood in a key place, we just change the piece of wood. And we make the frame strong. That's the first thing you do. The frame has to be as good as new. Then the springs are retied. If they're a tied spring, they're retied. Or if they're a wired spring, they're rewired. If they're broken springs, they're replaced. So you start off with a good foundation. When you reupholster, everything is replaced. Every single thing in it is new. So when you reupholster, it's actually better than new.
Because it's not just fabric. There's more to this than meets the eye.
No, we change everything. Mm-hmm. We have to change everything. People are always surprised with the quality of the filling in the arms. Where you buy it in the stores, it feels soft on the arms. But within a year, it's too soft. So when you use it, you're going right through the too soft filling and just feeling wood. Good filling is not that soft. Good filling needs to be firm. And years ago, they filled furniture with hog hair and horse hair and straw and hay and anything they could come up with. Where today, all that stuff is illegal. Now you have to be sanitary. So everything is synthetic, which is good in a way. It doesn't attract bugs. Bugs don't like to eat oil. So it's good in a way. But to reiterate, reupholstered furniture, properly done, by a shop like ours, is better than anything you could possibly buy new.
I agree. How does the price, though, of reupholstering compare to the price of buying new?
That's an excellent question, and slightly tricky. Because reupholstering would cost more than buying cheap new furniture, but it's a lot less than buying quality furniture. It's probably a fourth of buying quality furniture. Where that can change is if you pick a crazy expensive designer fabric, because there are really expensive fabrics available. And fabric is a big part of the cost on furniture, especially if you buy a signed fabric, a fabric by Ralph Lauren, or where someone else puts his name on it, and you pay extra per yard, for that name or for that designer. All in all, the reupholstering is a good value. It's cheaper than buying decent furniture. It's more than buying, big box store furniture.
And unless someone's really disliked the furniture, they just didn't like it anymore. Their tastes have changed. I mean, I would think that it would be more economical in the long run to reupholster.
Oh, it positively is. And that brings us to another question. If you don't like your furniture, we can change it. Now, you can change the shape and style and size. I have converted love seats into sofas and sofas into love seats.
Interesting.
Yeah, whatever you need to do. I mean, because essentially, if you think of it, if you see the sofa down to its bones, if I need to make the sofa shorter, you take one arm off of it. And then you can make those main frame supports, whatever length you want, and then it reattach the arm back on just the way it was. It doesn't have a repaired look. And
no one would ever know.
No.
You're stretching it like a stretch limo.
You can just like a stretch limo, only ours aren't going to bend in
the middle. Okay. I hope not.
Yeah, we can, like I said, you can't do that. You can't take a sofa like yours with all that finished wood and change the size of it much. But a sofa like yours is not one you should ever change. And even when people ask me about it, I recommend to them that you leave that alone. That looks the way it's supposed to look. And it's a beauty. And if you just hate that look, then don't reupholster.
Then don't reupholster. There's no sense wasting anybody's time or spending money needlessly, right?
That's right. You can take a very formal piece of furniture that happens to be high quality, but not what you need it to be. You don't need a formal sofa. We can change that to a casual sofa. If it's a tufted back, we could change it to a loose cushion back. But the main thing is, you're using that high quality frame. You know, that was built a long time ago, back when we built great stuff. when furniture frames were maple, like yours, the finished frame on your sofa, I believe, is a walnut. But the inner frame is maple. That's what furniture used to be. The good furniture was all made from maple. Today, you will never see that because maple is so expensive.
Right. What is it? What type of wood?
Today, they're using, well, the better stores now, see, it went from maple to oak.
Okay.
And because oak was cheaper and still a quality furniture building lumber.
Then it's a strong wood.
Right. But then when oak got too expensive, they started going to the semi-hardwoods, which would be ash and poplar. And that still built a decent frame. Then after that, when that got expensive, they started to make frames from pine. Well, that didn't work.
Mm-mm.
Pine is too soft.
Too soft.
It doesn't hold a dowel. You know, where the dowel goes into the hole, if there's any looseness as it gets older, the hole starts to get bigger, and then it's all loose. Then they went to what we call remanufactured lumber, which is essentially floor sweepings glued back together into boards. And, you know, it's particle board, but they don't use the word particle board.
No.
They call it manufactured lumber. And they come up with a lot of clever ways to assemble it. Clever clips, because it won't hold a dowel and it won't hold a screw. Glue doesn't work. There's nothing good about it. But it worked for the factories because a lot of people think heavy means good. And nothing's as heavy as particle board. You have the heaviest sofa in the world. But good furniture, a good frame, is not that heavy. You know, good dried hardwood is not that heavy. It just has to be a certain weight. The way you tell a good sofa, stand on one side of it. Pick it up, put your hand under it in the front on one side and pick up one leg. See how high it comes up before the other leg comes up. And it shouldn't come up much. There shouldn't be that much flex. There should be a little. By the time it picks up 2 inches on one side, the other side should come off the ground. If you have a particle board sofa, you could pick it up a foot and that other side will stay on the ground because it just all flexes because there's nothing any good about it. It's just a cheap way to do things. And people think heavy means good and it weighs a ton.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that at all.
No, not all even,
right.
Not even a little.
Good stuff. Matt Marzani, Keystone Upholstering Company. What's your contact information, please? How does someone get in touch with you?
Well, you can call us at 570-343-7123, or you can just stop in any day, 8:30 to 4:30 at 1521 North Main Avenue. And my email address is info@keystonefabrics.net.
Thank you, Matt. Would you come back next week?
Yes, I'd love to.
Thank you. Pat?
Jackie? Have you ever wanted to build your dream home?
I thought we were in our dream home.
Well, here is your chance. We have a developer who wants to cater to your every need or want and build that dream ranch home at Upper Powderly Street in Carbondale for $279,000. That price includes a 90 by 150 lot and a 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch-style home with a 2-car garage. It includes hardwood floors, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and many more brand new finishes custom picked just for you. That's a brand new custom 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch style home at Upper Powderly Street in Carbondale for $279,000. And that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thank you. During the week, remember to visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.